I'm going to talk with Robert.
Hello, Doctor. How are you?
Terrific. What's going on with you?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question regarding when I do my girlfriend from behind.
I like that verb, darling. Do.
Thank you.
You know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, when I'm doing her from behind, you know, everything's fine. But then when I want her like to sit up on top of me, and that's in the basically the same position, like if I was sitting down, it's kind of hard for her.
Well, now wait a second. Let me get this position straight here. So you're sitting down.
Right.
On a chair.
Right.
And you want her to sit on you, on top of you, in a woman on top position, back is facing you.
Her back's
I think that's called reverse cowgirl or something like that. Yeah, reverse cowgirl position. That is the official name of the position.
Right.
And it is not an easy position to get into.
Okay.
Which is one of the reasons that all the porn queens love to get into it when they can, because it's kind of something to show off.
Okay.
You know, it's a little awkward. So
yeah.
I would suggest that you kind of start with yourself a little up, you
okay.
know, kind of sitting up, maybe with a pillow under your butt, so
okay.
you can be forward as much as possible,
okay.
so she can kind of back up onto you.
Okay.
And of course, she should be highly lubricated before doing this.
Yeah, because I know, like, sometimes, you know, I feel bad, like, I want to try to get her into that position, but she when she tries, it she said it hurts a little.
Yeah, well, it can be an uncomfortable position, and probably she's not quite lubricated enough when she's getting into it.
Oh, I see.
It you need a lot of lubrication in that position, and also need to make sure that the clitoris is stimulated,
okay.
which is often ignored in that position.
Would I be doing that at the same time, or?
Well, either you or her.
Okay.
Does she feel comfortable about touching herself?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think to get into that position, she's kind of got to.
Okay.
She's kind of got to stimulate herself and
okay.
kind of back into you. Or you could do it the other way. You could start out with her on top.
Okay.
And have her kind of swivel around.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that I would suggest you do while you're lying down.
While we're lying down?
While you're lying down.
Oh, okay.
She starts out in the normal woman on top position. Well,
okay.
normal. I shouldn't use the word normal with this stuff. The frontal cowgirl position.
Right, okay.
She's on top of you.
Right.
And then this would require you to be rather well endowed, darling, so you don't fall out.
Right.
Are
well,
you?
Well, I think I'm covered in that department.
Okay. So then she just kind of turns around,
okay.
you know? And then, lo and behold, she's got you... she's got you sort of in her, and she's with her behind facing you. But, you know, it's something that you've got to take your time and also have a sense of humor about.
Right. Yeah, we do.
It's easy to fall out in that position.
One more question.
Is she there, darling?
Yeah, she's there.
Can I talk to her?
Sure.
Find
okay.
out exactly what's
okay.
bothering her. What's her name? Okay. Jamie? Hello? Hello. Let's talk to the...
Hello?
Yes, here's the cowgirl. Hi there. What's your name?
Angie.
So, Angie, your boyfriend, is it, or husband? Robert?
My fiancé.
Okay, fiancé.
Yeah.
He loves to get you from behind.
Uh-huh.
You must have a nice behind.
I guess.
And do you enjoy that position?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You do. And yet, this position where you're in what they call reverse cowgirl, that's kind of difficult for you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Uh-huh. And what happens? He just falls out of you, or it just hurts?
It hurts.
Uh-huh. Do you feel like you're sufficiently lubricated?
Yeah.
Is it because it's hard for you to keep your balance in that position?
Gosh, let me think. No, it just hurts a little bit.
It just hurts. Well, maybe what you should do is, is he lying down or is he sitting up in that position?
Is he lying down?
Or sitting up in that position. It could be either way.
Oh, sitting down.
He's sitting up. Maybe he should be lying down
uh-huh.
so that you can get your knees on either side.
Okay.
So you can use the power of your thigh muscles to adjust how deep the penetration is.
Okay.
Because it sounds like you're a little out of control and the penetration is just too deep for you and you're just kind of flailing around there, you know, like a, I don't mean that you're a pig, but like a stuffed pig came, that was the image that came to mind, but I you must be not a pig, because...
No.
Yeah, no. And never mind that. A pincushion or something. You feel like you're stuck there. And so, I think you're just sitting on, you're not using your thigh muscles, right?
No, not really.
Okay. So, when you're like, boy, I wish you could watch me on television now, but you're sort of on your knees
uh-huh.
with him between you,
uh-huh.
and that way you can kind of adjust
how
deeply his big, beautiful wanger is inside of you.
Right.
You know? Sort of like that.
Okay.
Okay, you want to try that for me?
Okay.
Right now?
No, not right now.
I'm just kidding,
okay.
Darling.
Hold on, okay?
Hold on. I'm holding on.
Okay, doctor.
Okay, so you're going to try that for me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold,
okay,
so because Max wants to give you some information.
Great.
And try that for me and call me back and let me know how it goes.
I definitely will.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay, hang on. Well, there they are, Robert and Angie, going to try reverse cowgirl, and we'll find out at a future date how they do.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.